Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Inflation is now at its highest level in a year and a half. That's according to the latest Consumer Price Index from the Central Statistics Office. And Sinead Ryan, presenter of The Home Show on News Talk and consumer columnist with the Irish Independent, joins us. Sinead, what kind of level has inflation hit and what's driving it?
Well, good morning, Kira and Shane. Inflation certainly is not our favourite word at the moment, and it has gone up quite considerably. Now, it had been teetering just below 2%, which, as you know, is the European Central Bank's target. It's about 2.9%. So actually, that's quite significant. But I think the real news is where it is significant, and what's pushing it up are three old favourites: the food and non-alcoholic beverages. Now, the food costs, as anybody doing a supermarket shop will testify, have really gone out of control. They are punching up inflation up 4.5%, and in fact, really up about a third in the last 3 years, which is extraordinary. The other area is education. Now, this to some extent is seasonal. Kids go back to college, start college in October, and these are October stats. So you'll recall that last year the budget brought down the student contribution, not so much this year. So people are having to pay more for that.
Okay.
And then electricity and energy prices are up again. October increases, carbon taxes land. So
I'm wondering how it's not higher, considering, I mean, the reality for most people is, what do they spend their money on a daily basis is things like groceries. So if they're up by 4+%, that's what it's going to feel like inflation is to people, even if other things are not up by as much.
Yeah, indeed, Kira. And, you know, when people are trying to spread out their household budget, there are the nice to haves and the need to haves. And, you know, people are definitely, there's evidence people are cutting back. And that's even before you get to the Christmas.
Well, I was about to say, like, on the last note on this, Christmas is coming and the need to have goes out the window a little bit for people at Christmas and it becomes the nice to have. Do we expect Christmas is going to be much more pricey this year than it has been in the last year or so?
Well, KPMG did a survey recently where people are compellingly saying, yes, we are going to cut back. We're going to buy fewer things and we're going to buy lower priced things. And that includes shopping for own brand labels or maybe doing a Chris Kindle instead of buying gifts. Now, whether that comes true is really dependent, because people get into a bit of a panic as December goes on and they tend to overspend anyway. It'll be very interesting to see if that is the case. And I think the big losers here will be on the dinner table at Christmas time. Turkeys, for different reasons, because of the bird flu thing, but also luxuries. The creams, the butters, the starters.
You'll throw in less of the little extras. Just lastly, in terms of tips for people, Sinead, if somebody is worried about Christmas, is sort of starting now and buying sensibly and budgeting over the next sort of, I think it's 6 weeks to Christmas, is that better than, as you say, hitting mid-December and panicking and throwing money at it?
I think so. My list, you'll not be surprised to learn, are underway. I've got a couple of gifts already in the bag, and I think just buying little and often. So every time you go into the supermarket, buy a non-perishable item, put it away, remember where you've put it, and it just builds up over the next few weeks. And look, re-gifting is a phenomenal thing. We always have those things at home.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Here are stuffed in wardrobes that could be recycled, reused for somebody
and
else.
And that's cool nowadays as well. It's not just stingy. It's actually quite cool, re-gifting, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And wrap it up beautifully.
Right.
Stick on a ribbon and re-gift it.
Perfect. Listen, thank you for that this morning, Sinead. That's Sinead Ryan there, presenter, of course, of News Talk's The Home Show, which is on over the weekend, and columnist, consumer columnist of the Irish Independent.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.